Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chief for Yourself. Now, here's Gio.
Hi, welcome to Chief for Yourself. I'm happy that you're with us today, wherever you happen to be in the world at this moment. Our guests today are Joy and Roy Martina. They are known around the world as leaders helping people get back into their power. Joy Martina, PhD, is the Rapid Change Coach. She's the creator of the Crystalline Oracle Training. She's an author, a master hypnotist, and trainer of trainers. Her husband, Roy Martina, is a holistic medical doctor and the creator of the Omega Healing Method. He's written lots of books. In fact, you may remember Roy Martina as a guest on this show a few years ago when he was with us to talk about his book, Emotional Balance. Together, they've created an approach to weight loss in a step-by-step guidebook called Sleep Your Fat Away. It's coming to Amazon this month, April of 2015, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. You know, I look at both of you in pictures and videos. You're in great shape, trim, and vital and passionate about what you do, and I'm wondering if either or both of you experienced or were around people with weight issues in years gone by.
Absolutely. We've done that. We've been there. Roy, why don't you start telling them your story?
Yeah, I think this whole thing started because of me. I think 2.5 years ago, my daughter pointed at my belly and she asked me if I was pregnant.
Oh.
And that was the wake-up moment. And I was really frustrated at that because before that, I was just in denial and totally happy. And that's where we set out to really find something that would work. Because, you know, in the past, I've been working with diets with a lot of my patients before, and I know that it's not a long-term solution. And that's actually where the journey began. And finally put something together. I lost over 24 pounds. And then we decided we have to bring this out. So we start teaching other therapists, coaches. We had a lot of them losing weight, even though not everybody was there for losing weight. But those that wanted to lose weight lost weight. And that's why we decided we need to come out with this. So it all began with me. I'm guilty.
Okay. We'll hang that on you then. In Sleep Your Fat Away, it's very interesting. There are no gym routines, pills, or diets or anything like that involved. You say the system works with the body's natural sleep cycles. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, I'd love to. So what we've gone for in Sleep Your Fat Away is a process or an approach that works from the inside out, because we all know that diets and, as you say, exercise regimes and all those things that are out there, some of them are good, but you need willpower to be able to stick them through. And that's where we are setting ourselves up for failure, because if we do something on willpower, we're just bound to fail, because as soon as we hit some challenge in life, and there are enough of those around, we're going to fall back to our old bad habits. So by using sleep programming, we're using the nightly sleep hours and the dream cycles and the sleep, the natural states our brain is in during the sleep, and we're using that really effectively. So you can imagine having your personal hypnotist sitting at the side of your bed and whispering in your ear the entire night, really training your brain and your subconscious mind to be on track with you, to actually help support your weight loss goals. And that, I feel, is the biggest breakthrough that we've had in by using those nightly sleep hours in a new way, by training them, you know, using them to train the brain.
What I would like to add, because that's uniquely one of the things that we are doing, is that we actually are using the dream time as an aid. So we are training the brain to actually dream about being the ideal weight. So we anchor that into the brain. So every time you dream, you're dreaming and seeing yourself being completely slim and healthy and happy. And that's very unique. And this is so powerful because now we're using the natural sleep cycles to really help to lose weight in a very effortless way.
Now, is sleep programming different from hypnosis?
Contains parts of hypnosis, but hypnosis itself, the studies show, is only 30% effective on weight loss. So for the sleep programming, I mean, we studied and trained with the best teachers we could find and doctors. We went all over the world to find the best fit for the sleep program. So in the sleep program, we've unified things like NLP, hypnosis, then what else? We've got binaural beats in there. We've just put everything in there that we know works and helps to train the subconscious mind to just get rid of those limiting beliefs we all have inside of ourselves and instead replace them with empowering beliefs and positive suggestions that help you really be able to stick to the new habits you want to put in place.
I would say what the link is with hypnosis is that when you hypnotize a person, you want to bring them in a kind of a sleep state where they're still conscious, so they're still open. The difference with sleep programming is that the brain waves are similar to someone being deep in hypnotic trance, but they're just sleeping. So what's happening is that what we call the critical mind is not active. So because of that, the suggestions and also the transformation of beliefs goes totally deep on a what we say subconscious level. The other part is because of the dream cycles that we use, we are rewiring the brain with new synapses. So for that reason, habits are created much faster when you have enough synapses to go on autopilot. And what we want to go on autopilot are the new habits, the new ways you're dealing with food, the way you look at food, the way you feel about food. And during the sleep, you're so much more open. And as far as we know, this is the only program that is 8 hour long. But even it works if you only sleep for 6 hours, because you get so much of this programming going on that, you know, you can put it on even during lunchtime if you want.
You have something very interesting also in the plan that's called the virtual gastric band. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's lovely.
Wow.
This is back to one of our teachers, Sheila Granger in Britain, who did clinical studies on this virtual gastric band. So what it is, it's an imaginary operation that just takes place in your mind, obviously, where you are guided through a process of having a gastric band operation. But, of course, it just happens in your mind. And what she found out is, in clinical studies, that this virtual gastric band is just as effective as the real surgery. But you don't have any of the risks, you don't have any of the costs, and it's just truly amazing how people who just do one or two of the audios, it's a gastric band session that you can download in the Sleep for Fatter Away package, they listen to it once or twice, and they say, you know, it's fascinating, I just cannot eat as much. Because, you see, we give the suggestion that the stomach, instead of being the size of a melon, is only the size of an orange or even a golf ball, if you want. And that means that when you eat, you just cannot eat that much. You will start feeling nauseous. You'll start feeling full much longer, quicker, and that just helps you eat less. It's a fascinating process.
And what I like about it's great because people start with the virtual gastric band. So it's like a kickstart. It's like a really power start. I remember when we were attending this workshop on virtual gastric band, and we had to practice on each other. Immediately after, I couldn't eat as much as before. And I know consciously it's all suggestion. I know I didn't have any whatever kind of surgery, but still it really, really works. And that's what makes this program unique as well. So people have a kickstart with the virtual gastric band. And literally, many people tell us that they feel like their stomach has shrunk, that it's like smaller, they tolerate less food. Because of that, they will stop eating faster, but they will never have the feeling of deprivation. And what they really like is that when you go on a diet, you see people lose weight in places they don't want to. They have these cheeks that have fallen in, and that's because of the deprivation factor. When there's no deprivation, people lose weight all over beautifully and especially on the place that they want to. And that makes a big difference with diets and other programs.
Obesity, of course, is a huge problem today, not just in the U.S., but in places around the world where it was never an issue before. We see people make a lot of effort to take the weight off. They manage, you know, to lose a little, but the weight comes right back on. Why is it so hard to take it off and then keep it off?
Well, I think that's mainly because when you go on a diet or you do all the things that are out now, you're never really tackling the real issue of overeating. So what we focus on also in Sleep Your Fat Away is teaching people to listen to their bodies, so to reawaken that natural body's intelligence that we have, but also to get to the root of the problem, which lies in the subconscious mind. So in our subconscious mind, which we can imagine is like a huge database, we have all kinds of garbage, unfortunately, stored, coming that way from our childhood. So if you as a child, for instance, always heard you've got to eat your plate clean or else, I don't know, kids in Africa will die or the weather's going to turn bad, you will have kept that habit subconsciously in your subconscious mind and you'll keep doing that. So if we don't tackle the real root of overeating, and another factor that comes in here is this emotional eating that maybe Roy can tell us more about afterwards, we're never going to get forward. We're never going to get real change happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I want to add is also about the food industry. Is we're not only battling our problems with overweight, but we're also battling a whole scientific group out there that's creating products that really don't work for us. So, for example, research shows that people that go on, let's say, diet drinks, that they actually gain weight, so that doesn't really change anything for people. So people are lured into all these concepts, fat-free, like you cannot even get yogurt today with normal fat. Everything is fat-free, and what you don't know is that it's full of sugar, which makes only the problem worse. So we have all these artificial food. So, and I think that's the big change on one side with before. And then we have also the next factor is that we're sitting much more. So let's say if I look at 20 years ago and now, I'm sitting almost the whole day behind the computer on the desk. So there's less movement. And that also is one of the problems we're facing that. That coupled with the main problem, and that's stress. And stress can only, that stress can come, for example, already just from information overload. Now, maybe, you know, the listeners remember a time when we were still writing letters to each other and how long it would take before you get an answer. Nowadays, you know, you have within minutes, you got a text, you know, post it on Facebook, whatever. So we have an information overload and that creates a subconscious pattern of stress in the body. Because of that, the adrenal system goes also in a stress mode. So we have more of these hormones in our system. And because of that, we go also in what's called an insulin sensitivity. And it goes on and on and on and on. Times have changed so much that it's almost impossible to have a balanced hormonal system in this time.
Yeah, mainly we have the emotional eating, which means we have so much stress that we're trying to cope with. We have all these things we're juggling, private life, work life, and all the stresses of our informational society, and then we don't know how to deal with it. So one of the easiest and quickest ways of dealing with stress, which we learned, is to go to resort to food. So we use food to comfort us. We use food to suppress emotions. Just remember the last time you felt upset about something, whether you were angry or maybe you were bored or you were just freaking out about something, your body then naturally wants to be comforted and then goes for things like carbs or sugar because that gives us the illusion that we're feeling better because of the food, but we're not tackling the real problem, which is being able to manage our emotions. So in your Sleep Pillar Fashion Way, we also offer really simple tips and tricks and techniques how to learn to listen to your emotions, how to deal with them in a more positive way so you don't need food to deal with emotions.
Our guests on this Chief for Yourself are Joy and Roy Martina, authors of Sleep Your Fat Away. When I was a kid, we always thought, well, you know, intelligence is based in the brain. Everything else is just going everything else is just going along for the ride. But there is a body intelligence. Can you explain that?
Okay, so, and I think that's the beauty of this program as well. So what we really want is people to go back to the natural state, so the state where we react in a normal way, where our metabolic rate is normal, and the body can take care of all of that because the body is a self-auto-regulation mechanism. And when we disturb that, one of the ways we disturb that is by not listening to our body. If we constantly keep on breaking that pattern of the body, so we actually are counteracting against the body's hormone cycles, we're contracting about the body's way, how it deals with things simple like when are you thirsty, when are you hungry, we're breaking those patterns and we're actually numbing the body in such a way that at some point everything we have is an automatic system that is not natural. And one of the things we put in the Sleep Your Fat Away program is to bring people back to how natural thin people actually deal with food.
So what part of our research was traveling literally the world to seek out naturally slim people, see what are they doing different than other people. So when we were studying yogis and Tibetan monks, we found out if you watch them how they eat, it's a whole different story than how we eat. So they eat in a completely non-distracted, super focused way. So when they eat, they just eat. They've got no texting going on, no TV running in the background. It's a real ritual. So they bless their food, they connect to the energy of gratitude, and then they will start eating. So that in itself is such a big shift, because if you just focus on, you know, be in the now, focus on the food that you are eating, you will eat slower, you will chew your food better, which is good for your digestion. You'll extend the meal time to at least 20 minutes, which is the time that your body needs to be able to send the messages from your stomach to your brain saying, hey, I'm full. And the whole, you know, the whole food intake becomes a real powerful and nurturing process, rather than the wolfing down of food that we do in our society, because we're constantly rushing, stressed from here to there. We're multitasking the whole time. Mm. And that, again, goes against our body's intelligence. So with time, we forget to listen to our body. We don't know what the difference between real hunger and emotional hunger is. We don't listen to what our body actually needs. We just give it what our mind wants in that moment.
Mm-hmm. For me, after the virtual gastric band, that was the biggest breakthrough. So now I take time to eat. I'm very grateful for my food, and I just eat less. And the other fact is that I feel much better. I feel quicker satisfied, so and I'm less hungry in between. So what we also found with many of our clients is that one of the guidelines we give them is to eat slow and conscious, that for them is already enough to start losing weight effortlessly, even without sleep program and anything else like that.
You mentioned before about the food industry being complicit in some of the obesity problems in the country today, and there are also some ideas that we have. I don't know whether they come from the food industry or governmental concerns or maybe both, but there are certain things we believe for a lot of years to be true, like the food pyramid or the fact that we must eat breakfast. It's so important. Or what are we finding out today that's true and we should stick to, and maybe some things that are not so true?
Okay, one of the tips I would like to share is quit long, boring cardio. Because, I mean, I did that myself. Mm-hmm. So what research has found is that long, boring cardio, unfortunately, does not promote weight loss, quite the contrary. In many cases, long, boring cardio actually promotes weight gain. Much better is to do high-intensity workouts. So these can be even just a few minutes a day. So rather than putting the treadmill on, you know, that comfortable pace that you can do for 30 or 45 minutes, do 2 minutes of running and then take it down again, catch your breath, walk slowly, and then ramp it up again. That way, you're tricking your body into raising the metabolism, burn more fat, and you get far more effective workouts rather than doing these hours in the gym where you're not really gaining anything.
But going back also to the food industry as you were talking about, I think most of us are conditioned how important breakfast is. So we learn stuff like breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You should load up on breakfast. You should have eggs. You should have bacon. All of those kind of stuff. If you start the day like that, your body is so in a digestive mode that your energy actually goes down. And so what we're teaching our clients is that they have to listen to the body and not listen to a programming. And so some people don't even want to eat in the morning. They don't feel like they are hungry or anything, but they're forcing themselves to eat. So going back to the body's intelligence, it is all about listening to your body and not, let's say, imposing artificial rules on your body. The other thing that the food industry has done very cleverly is give us a lot of empty carbs, a lot of them without even fibers. And fibers are fillers, and also they help the body detoxify. So if we take the fibers out of the food, we have empty carbs. So we want more of those carbs. The empty carbs, the carbs without the fibers, are also quicker absorbed into the blood. That gives a peak of glucose in the blood, and that forces the pancreas to put out a lot of insulin. So after a while, our body becomes resistant to insulin, And then all that sugar is then deposited as fat in the reserve. So the carbs are so important. That's why a lot of these modern diets are focusing on not eating carbs, which is one way to go. The other way is to eat healthy carbs, but just eat enough. Just listen to your body. So we're fighting a food industry that has only one goal, and is to make our customers and buy more and more empty carbs so we actually get
fat. Yeah, it's a real addiction cycle. So because you asked at the beginning what stories we have with weight gain and weight loss, I can definitely talk about that because I had a severe sugar addiction. I didn't even realize because I never had weight issues. So I thought I was doing fine until I realized that I was severely sugar addicted. And that took me a while to figure out. Actually, it was just my wake-up call was when one day I was going through my daughter's secret stash and she found me and she said, Mommy, what are you doing? And that was the moment when I thought, wow, this is bad. I'm like an addict. I'm, you know, searching the house for sugar. And then I used Sweet for Fastaway actually to get away from that sugar addiction and the difference it's made. It's just, you know, my mood swings are just no longer there. I feel more vital. I have far more energy all day. I'm happier. And that was literally just a sugar addiction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, before we get into the book launch, I just want to leave the listener with maybe some ideas, practical tips for losing weight that go beyond sleep programming. Can you talk about some quick top-of-mind things that the reader might want to remember?
Absolutely. One of the things is, I keep honing that one, is the difference between emotional hunger and real hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to find out when are we really hungry. That's the time when we need to be eating. And when are we emotionally hungry, that means actually something else is going on. We're not really hungry. We're actually more stressed. We're upset. We're bored. We're angry. We're sad. Whatever it is, but it's not real hunger. And to find out how that, whether you are emotionally hungry or really hungry, a few tips. One is emotional hunger suddenly attacks you. Real hunger builds up slowly. So you'll start with a rumbling in the tummy. You'll start feeling nauseous if you don't eat for a time. That's real hunger. Emotional hunger just suddenly jumps on you and then you feel, right, I now need to have something to eat. But then when you find out what you want to eat in that moment, if you're emotionally hungry, you're most likely hungry for sugar or for carbs. So what I do as a trick is to ask yourself, would I eat an apple now? Because if you're willing to eat an apple, then you're really hungry. If you're emotionally hungry, the apple is not going to be that interesting.
Oh.
Tip number two is, before you eat, tap an acupressure point that we've found. We call it the anti-stress point. And that is above your lips and underneath your nose, in that little dent that we all have above our lips. Some call it the Cupid bow. And if you just take your index finger and tap that point and take a few deep breaths in and out before you eat, what happens is that you are de-stressing your body. You're literally taking the charge out of your body, de-stressing it, and then when you eat, you will find you will eat slower, you're going to take more time for eating, and you're generally not going to feel so stressed and rushed when you eat, which leads to overeating.
So tapping and virtual band and NLP, you cover a lot of bases. It's terrific, and it's nice that we get away from the usual fat loss, exercise, diet pills, and things like that. That's great. Let's talk about the launch coming up on Amazon, I guess it is, this month.
Yes, it is. It's so exciting. The Kindle is already out, so that you can already download your Kindle version of Sleep Your Fat Away on Amazon. We also have on our website, sleepyourfataway.com. If you go there now, you can sign up for our free telesummit. So we've got 3 days of a telesummit where we've called together a whole group of wonderful experts who are all going to be talking about this holistic way, this healthy way, as we call it, of weight loss, the only sustainable way rather than following some diet. And we're going to be busting the myths that are all out there about weight loss. And we're going to be really getting these experts together to give our listeners some really valuable tips from all over the country. And it's free. And you get a whole ton of free gifts. So go to sleepyourfataway.com, sign up for our free telesummit, and get started right away.
Excellent. The book is Sleep Your Fat Away from Joy and Roy Martina. I want to thank you both for being with us today. All the best with the book and the good work you're doing. And I hope you'll both come back and chat with us again sometime. Appreciate that.
We'd love to. Thank you so much for having us, John.
We'll have a link to the Martinez website where you can find out more about Sleep Your Fat Away on cheatforyourself.com. You'll see it on the start page. And if you're not hearing this show on the website, do check out cheatforyourself.com. Make sure that when you're there, you enter your email address in the box provided so you can get Genuline's blog posts and be kept up to date on guest information, appearances, news, and everything else. You can hear the show on the Cheat for Yourself YouTube channel. It's a pretty inclusive archive of past shows. And if you like to get your content through YouTube, that's the way to go. You can, of course, subscribe to that channel once you're on the page. For today, we're going to stop right here. I want to thank you very much for being with us. Be well, and I'll talk to you soon.